Luti.
May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendently situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service.
Anarpita charing chirat karunayavati nakalo samarpayatam unnata ujjalarasang sabhakti sriyam hari purata sundaradyuti kadamma sandipitaha sada ridayakandare spuratu va sachinandana. This is the blessings of Srila Rupa Goswami upon everyone. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sanga Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. We should pray to Rupa Goswami for his blessings so that we can understand what is the actual position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a most merciful incarnation to bestow upon us Krishna Prema. Srila Rupa Goswami understood it. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood it, and we should take their viewpoint of view, what they have studied about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Rupa Goswami says, in the beginning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appreciated by Srila Rupa Goswami as Mahavadana Avatar. There are many incarnations of Krishna. Keshava Dhrita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadish Hare Keshava Dhrita Nishinga Rupa Jaya Jagadish, many incarnations, but this incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Anarpita Charing Chira. The mercy of this incarnation is unlimited. It was never given before. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He distributed the most confidential part of love of Godhead. Although we are living in this fallen age, Kali Yuga, but he is giving the topmost platform of loving Krishna, Anarpita Charing Chira. Therefore, he is supposed to be the most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadhanaya. Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving directly Krishna Prema. It is very difficult to understand Krishna and what to speak of his loving affairs. It is very difficult. Manushyanam sahasyeshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschid vetti mam tattva. Krishna personally says that it is very difficult to understand him. Actually it is so. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so unlimited that he is helping not only to understand Krishna, but also he is giving directly love of Krishna. And this supermost platform of love, as it was experienced by the gopis. The gopis dealing with Krishna is considered to be the topmost. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recommended. Ramma kachi dupasana brajabadhu vargabhija kalpita. Brajabadhu, the gopis, the dancers of Vrindavan, they worship Krishna in the topmost loving affairs. They did not know anything but Krishna. For Krishna they could sacrifice anything. Their honor, their prestige, everything. Their husband, their sons, family, that is the gopis' standard. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is accepted by Srila Rupa Goswami in many verses. One of the verses is here, Anath Pita Charini Chira, Karunayavati Nakalo. So we should take shelter of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the blessing of Rupa Goswami. He says, Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamma Sandipita Sadaridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandana. He's giving his blessing that this form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, may always remain within you, on the core of your heart. If we simply keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within our heart, then it will be very easy to understand what is Krishna. Because if you understand Krishna, then your life is successful. Janma karma cha dibbam me jujanati tattva. That is only. Our Krishna consciousness movement means just try to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. Krishna says, anyone who understands me, why I come here, what is my activity, takta dehang punarjanmati, he becomes liberated. After giving up this body, he does not accept any material body. In his own spiritual body, he goes back to home, back to God. This is our Krishna consciousness. So, if you don't go through Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it will be very difficult to understand Krishna. That is practical. Just like you young boys and girls from Western countries, you have taken up Krishna so seriously. Why? Because we are trying to understand Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we should follow this principle, there will be no difficulty to understand Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, your life is successful. Of course, we cannot understand Krishna fully. As far as possible, at least if we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. This much is sufficient. This much is sufficient. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanyat Kinchi Jasti Dhananjaya. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Aham Adirhi Devanam. These things are there, already stated. But the so-called scholars and politicians, they misinterpret in a different way and mislead the people. That is going on. Therefore, in spite of Bhagavad Gita being read all over the world for the last 200 years, not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. This is the defect. So, let us try to understand Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as we have repeatedly said, that through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you understand Krishna and spread this cult all over the world. People are suffering for want of knowledge of Krishna. So this movement especially meant to establish the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that you become, every one of you, you become a guru. How to become guru? Na jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Simply, that qualification is sufficient. Don't adulterate the Krishna upadesh. It's simply present what Krishna says as it is. Then every one of you will become a guru. Don't adulterate. I think, in my opinion, these nonsense things should be given up. We should always be aware that we are insignificant creature. Our opinion and thinking has no value. This should be the first principle. Why should you give opinion on the words of Krishna? Are you more authoritative person than Krishna? This is foolishness. To try to become more than Krishna, there are so many rascals there, they present that now we have advanced, we know more than Krishna. So be saved from these rascals. Then you will understand Krishna. And through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will understand what is the position of Krishna, what is your relationship with Krishna, what is the ultimate goal of life. These things will be clearly exhibited. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is written for this purpose, so that a person who is serious about Krishna consciousness may understand Krishna through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is one. You cannot jump over Krishna consciousness without going through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to go through the six Goswamis. This is parampara system. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmi Das. Tasavar Padorenu Moro Panchagras. This is Parampara system. You cannot jump over. You must go through the Parampara system. You have to approach through your spiritual master to the Goswamis, and through the Goswamis you will have to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you have to approach Krishna. This is the way. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Ei chay gosai jar taramui das. We are servant of servant. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayo Daso Daso Dasanu Daso. The more you become servant of the servant, the more you are perfect. And if you all of a sudden want to become master, then you go to hell. Don't do that. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you go through the servant, then you are advanced. And if you think that you have now become master, then you are going to hell. This is the process. Dasa dasanu das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. So servant, 100 times servant now, that means he is advanced. He is advanced. And one who is becoming directly master, then he is in the hell. Sanat pita charing chira. So we should always remember the instruction of Srila Rupa Goswami. Therefore, we pray, Sri Chaitanya Manovistam sthapitam jina bhutale. Our mission is to establish the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our business. Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam sthapitam jena bhut. Srila Rupa Goswami did it. He has given up so many books, especially Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which you have translated into English as Nectar of Devotion, to understand the science of devotion and service. This is the greatest contribution of Srila Rupa Goswami, how to become a devotee. How to become a devotee. It is not sentiment. It is science. This Krishna consciousness movement is a great science. Jat vijnana samannitam, jnanam me paramam guhyam, jat vijnana samannitam. It is not sentiment. If you take it as sentiment, then you will create disturbance. That is the instruction of Rupa Goswami. He said, Sutisthiti Puranadi Pancharatri ki vidhing vina. Oikanthiki Harer Bhakti Utpatayava Kalpati.